podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So last week I went to Byron.
Yes,
went on the aeroplane up to the Gold Coast, and then it turns out that the buses stopped leaving the Gold Coast airport at like 2:30 in the afternoon to go to Byron. So I had so Mum and Anthony had to come from Byron in the car, in the hire car, to the airport to pick me out because I didn't get there till 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's like a massive hub for people going to Byron. Why wouldn't buses be going down there?
Well, apparently the ones from Ballina go all the time. And apparently from Brisbane they go all the time.
Why don't you hitchhike, as is the style of...
up that part of the world.
Yeah, in Byron. In Byron. Didn't you notice? Are you driving everywhere and people still think hitchhiking is okay to do?
No.
It's not okay to do. Don't do that.
No. To be fair, I didn't do a lot of driving. I was on foot a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I wore shoes. I wore shoes.
On foot from bed to Mum's car and then Mum's car to wedding venue.
No, that was double-decker buses. We talked about that.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
And that the bus stop was walking distance from the resort.
Nice.
Looking at property prices up there.
Oh, yeah, you always do when you go on holiday.
You like, what if? Okay. Yeah, $2.5 million. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
But going up there on the plane, I made this rookie error and I paid for it dearly. And I think I told you about it. We were messaging.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I was non-sympathetic.
So you know how... You know how check-in... opens like 48 hours before you fly.
Yeah.
Right. I was well aware of that and I did not check in until probably the night before. So like Wednesday night for a Friday, for a Thursday night flight.
Yeah.
Thursday Arvo flight. And Jetstar's changed it. You can't see that. They don't show you. If you're not paying for your spot, your seat, to choose your seat, you can't see the grid anymore.
You know, they used to say, hey, you can choose or we'll allocate you one and here's where you'll be sitting.
They
don't do that anymore.
But then you could choose to go somewhere else as long as it was empty, but you couldn't pick a priority seat or whatever, a good one. It's not like that anymore, you know, as well as them bringing in the changing of the checked baggage and making you pay for all the carry-on. No, so it's just like, here's your seat. And when I read 14E, I went, oh, that doesn't sound good.
I always have to go A, B, C, D, E. Okay. Every time I get in a plane.
B and E. If you're on just a regular domestic flight, B and E, they're the seats of death.
Really?
Well, because they're the middle seats.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, yeah.
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 So I sat down between two large gentlemen. And I was just like, oh, I don't even get the elbows. You know, we've talked about this before.
If you're in the middle, you get the elbows. Absolutely. You get the elbows, 100%. Yeah. That's just standard behaviour.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, man, this sucks so much. I think I ever messaged you.
This is what you said. I've got it here. You're like, I'm on a plane and they've got me in a middle seat, the dogs. And I said... that's what you get for solo travelling. Yeah. Whereas the fam there too. And you said, nah, just me. I didn't even get to look at the layout. Flight is chockers. And I just wrote back, I can't with you and your lifestyle.
I know.
And I left it there. You said, ha ha. And I just threw my phone because I'm like, I cannot with this man.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I've got an aisle seat. But here I was. I apologise.
Yeah.
Because here I was thinking that you were just like, oh yeah, I'll just deal with it when I get there. And I didn't realise that Jetstar have changed their plans.
Oh, no,
Jetstar, you made me think bad things about my friend.
They are the dogs.
And I don't think, well, that seems I don't harsh. Like that. Now I that don't I like that term, yeah. Especially on no, National
I
Dog.
I apologise. I take you know that mean? Back. I didn't
They're
mean.
Flogs. You can say flogs.
Well,
can
not
you?
Even.
No, I'm saying it with my chest.
They didn't weigh me either side, so that's good. I had like 12 kilos.
They were like, man, this guy's so full of protein.
He's so full.
Is he going to be all right?
Blow up her. Anyway. I wasn't full enough of protein to be able to rest my elbows. But anyway, so the moral of the story was, the next day, so I was like, I was so angry. I was like, I know it'll make it mid-wedding, but I'm going to check in exactly 48 hours early.
I don't even have to bet every piece of money that I have in my bank account to know that that did not occur.
It was one of those, what do they call them, a tech-free wedding where you're not allowed to have your phone out.
Yeah, for the filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to the toilet and, like, check in.
Not during the ceremony,
mate.
Mate,
you didn't even remember. Shut up. No, you didn't remember until you were driving there and thought, oh, damn.
Yeah, I did it again.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's been a very emotional 2 weeks. And I, you know what? Emotional years in regards to women and women violence, right? Mm. And I saw an ad yesterday for Callaway Golf. And they were doing a co-branded driver, golf driver with Good Good Golf, right? And this is an ad that people had wrote scripts for, sat down in meetings, hired actors, recorded it, and then uploaded it. Now, it's since gone viral because people are like, what the hell is this,
right?
And before I play you the audio, I just want to explain what the vision of it is, right? So they're on a golf course and there is a bag with the golf clubs in it, and one of them's this new driver. And there's a woman standing there and she's looking at the driver and she's about to go and take it. And then this guy runs up behind her and says this.
Do not touch my new driver.
Does he run up behind her? He pushes her to the ground.
Yeah, he like hip and shoulders her or something. He's like
to
really
the ground. To, yeah,
yeah, and she like yeah.
Right, yeah. And it's just like how does this get through?
And it gets in her face, and you can hear like it's like what?
Yeah, and the way that he speaks to her as well is very triggering. A lot of people have said online for anyone that has experienced violence before, right? Because he's like, don't touch my driver. Like he's got that face, right? Now, Callaway have come out and said to our customers, employees, stakeholders, golfers everywhere, we're so sorry. I'm going to summarise it for you. Basically, they said, Good Good Golf put this all together, and we had no idea until the post went up. And wow, we're just as horrified as you, and we're so sorry. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot fathom how all of this has gone through. We work in this type of industry. Do you know what a problem is?
Yeah, so many.
Do you know what
lanes.
A problem is? A typo.
Yeah.
Typos happen all the time, right?
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, oh, God, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Not an ad like this. Now, people might be like, oh, come on, Log, it's not that deep. No, it is that
it
deep.
Is, yeah.
Because you know what else came out this week as well? There is a study from the University of Melbourne, and they surveyed 1,122 Aussie teenagers, right? And they found out that 25% of boys aged 13 to 17 think feminism is damaging to society and should be resisted with violence if necessary. And
what?
32% think attempts to give women equal opportunities has gone too far. And they also went into this whole manosphere thing, and kids as young as boys, as young as 6 years of age, are talking about the manosphere and how women are taking things from their lives and everything. This is scary. This is horrible.
It's like gender warfare.
Yes, and it's just like, then you've got ads like this going out into the universe and it's like, oh, sorry about that. No.
No.
You've got a woman who was attacked yesterday in Melbourne with her 10-year-old son who was also attacked. Mm. She then tried to protect him and she was stabbed at the front of a police station in Melbourne, by some nut. And then you've also got people down at the Barwon River who have reported creepy men. Women are just trying to work out at the Barwon River, go on the track there, and men are like creeping around and saying weird stuff to them and everything like that. Like, you've got the Sydney Swan stuff and everything else. It's like, we're not crying out because there's nothing behind this. It used to be, the stats used to be, every 9 to 10 days a woman was killed. Now it's every 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, every day it's like a woman is killed violently by someone she knows, more likely than someone she doesn't. And I am so fired up about it.
Yeah.
And I know that you are one of the good men. Like, you are definitely someone who champions women and everything like that. And I'm around you people. Even when the whole Sydney Swans thing came out, the conversations that we had here in the office about disgusting behaviour, alleged, right? My friends who work in different industries and the workplace discussions that they have at the cafe or the breakfast table or whatever with other men, I cannot believe that men feel this way.
So they're real conversations and real opinions.
Real opinions in this day and age. And now young boys are feeling this way too. For any young guys listening, you do not it is masculine to love women and protect women and understand that we are equal. That is masculine. Do you know what I mean? Like, beating us with violence and it's just, I don't know. I'm obviously really fired up about it. And I
rightly
just feel
so.
Like I don't know where we go from here. But obviously, if there's 6-year-olds who are watching YouTube and having these thoughts about manosphere and all this sort of stuff. We can't let them grow up still thinking this way.
Mm.
Okay, because it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, well said, mate. And the first place to start is to talk about it and to rage against it. Because
yeah, talk about it. And if people are fighting you on it and being like, no, I don't believe that.
Call them out.
Call them out. Show them the stats too and have a conversation.
Mm.
Okay? I know I yell. Okay, but you don't have to yell at them. You can just sit down and have a calm conversation, look at some stats and see. And, of course, if you need support, 1-800-RESPECT is always there.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Fight. It happens sometimes, family fights. And this Chip fight. Everyone's discussing, what are we going to get? We all wanted hot chips. We knew that. And that was pretty fine because it narrows it down a bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then most of us, well, all of us were like, yeah, we've got to go to the chicken place, the hot chicken place, right? This is in Werribee, hot chicken place, best chips. And then someone else in my family was like, no, the fish and chip place has got the best chips.
If you want good chips, you've got to go to a fish and chip shop. Yeah.
Idiot, amateur hour. Chicken places have the best chips.
Why?
Because they're more chippy. They've got more soul in them.
Chicken salt is universal, mate. Everybody can have chicken chips.
It's not about the salt. It's about the potato.
Really?
Yeah, that's a metaphor for life.
I bet. You know when people are like, oh, yeah, you buy, you know, a brand name thing and a non-brand name thing. They all come off the same sort of conveyor belt in the same factory anyway. No. Fish, I bet they do.
Mate, I know what I'm talking about. Fish and chip chips are different. It's just like Hungry Jack's and Macca's. You know how you could always tell the difference even before they changed?
To bigger chips at Hungry Jack's. Yeah.
You can always, you know, if someone put KFC, Macca's, Hungry Jack's, fish and chips, chips and chicken place chips in front of you, you'd be able to have the chicken place chip because it's the ultimate.
Well, certainly whoever's advertising on the station right now has better chips is what I would suggest if you're rattling through some of the bigger businesses like that. I mean, your McDonald's and your KFC are wonderful options.
Great. Anyway, we're chatting about this particular niche of chip and you also want to fight about the fact that you don't think chicken places exist anymore.
I think chicken joints are on the out, to be honest. They're just...
Let's go to the phones. 52-232-955. Sarah from Ocean Grove, what say you?
I say Tom is deluded because chicken chips
are the best.
I actually grew up in Werribee and the chicken shop near Hungry Jack's. I still tell my girls about chips with gravy and chicken from there. And just for the record, there is a chicken shop in Ocean Grove at Kingston as well, which is amazing.
That's it. Now, can I just say, the chip shop next to Hungry Jack's was called Captain Chook.
I used to work there.
And I used to work there.
You're looking for me major chips, mate. Amazing.
It's more likely I fell over with a whole tray of scalloped potato on the wet floor. That seemed to happen quite a lot.
You do clearly have an industry bias then if you used to work at a chicken shop. That's
But mate, I'm a wog, so fish and chip shop's in my blood too. Yeah.
Gary,
you got so scared.
Gary and Kerr Lewis, I'm not sure what I can say, but what do you say, friend? Fish and chips better than chicken shop chips?
Tom, I just want to start off by saying it's not very often I listen to this show and sort of agree with what Loggy has to say.
Yeah, I get it.
That's nothing personal, Loggy. It's just what you have to say sometimes I don't agree with.
Yeah, no.
And today is no exception to that rule.
Yes, Gary.
Oh.
Your word, brother.
Led me right down the garden path there, didn't you, Gary?
I'll put a big star next to Gary's name.
Fish and chip shops do chips. Chicken shops do not shoestring, not fries. Fish and chips do potatoes cut into chips, how they're meant to do.
Yep.
As you said, Loggy, you're a wog. The wogs invented the fish and chips properly and the chips, how they're meant to be done, and the fish and chip shops do them properly.
Yeah.
Drysdale has four fish and chip shops. Apart from KFC, no chicken shops.
Exactly, because they're dying out because their chips suck.
Mate, don't say that. You're going to ruin a whole industry.
Don't you care about the people? I've taken down industries before. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary, for nothing.
Surprisingly rewarding call.
What about Chris from Mount Dunedin? Okay, two-prong question. What chips are better, chicken place or fish and chip place, and do chicken places still exist?
I reckon I've gone to a chicken place like twice in my life.
Yes.
To fish and chip shops like... It used to be an every Friday night thing. And fish and chip shop chips, just they're just the better, yep. better chips.
Yeah. It sounds yeah. like you haven't done enough study in the region, is what I'd say.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah. You're biased. No,
They're not called fish and chip shops for nothing. The other
yes.
one.
It's in the name. Gotcha, Ripper. Brilliant, Chris. What a win.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
I've been online shopping. What a move on that is.
I've been on this online shopping network at my local library.
No. I want to talk about something with you too. If you've ever had the feeling, you buy online a bit, don't you, Log?
No, I shop locally because I support our local
economy. God, I knew when I was asking that I was going to get the rant.
Well, sometimes we like to use the websites of our local businesses get some of that traffic.
Yes, exactly.
There are local businesses that do use e-commerce.
But you prefer to buy offshore, is that right?
No.
What's this to move?
She mean?
I've never used Temu.
Yeah. It's because you can't figure out the wheel. You don't know how to get past it.
It's just too many layers.
That's me, to be honest. I'm like, I can't do
it. Is it gambling?
I don't know. It's everything.
It shouldn't be.
It's probably.
Okay, you're gambling with your private details. That's your personal information. That's what you're gambling with.
I haven't used them, but I have used them recently, not Temu, online, for something that you wouldn't think of to buy online with.
And sexy land purchases.
No, that's only online. Camera link can't be seen in
Texas. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
You would see his head from the bridge. Yeah. You'd be driving past, be like, oh, there's Lingy in sexy land.
What are you doing? Do you know what? I guarantee, though, the people that work there wouldn't even flash an eye at you. Yeah. Like, they would be so cool, calm. They're always cool, calm and collected. They're professional people.
I know how to do it. Just one eye.
Sorry, you know what I mean? They'd be like, yeah, whatever you're into, Cameron.
And occasionally you order the wrong, well, you think you've ordered the wrong thing.
Sorry,
not back in sexy land. Not back in sexy land, you two.
Yes, yes.
Hang on. Oh, I mean, it's got my name on it. The package is addressed to my house, but it's not mine.
It did not look that big on the computer. Can we take a break?
Are you too right?
Keep it going.
We have to get back on track.
Keep it going. It's all right. It's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Not sexy land stuff, but when you buy something online and it finally gets delivered to your place and the delivery person turns up and it looks nothing, like in the box I'm talking, there is no way that can be
the same thing you bought. Okay.
Behave, Tom.
There's no way this story can compare to the first half of this chat. It's not going to match. It's not going to stand up.
It won't.
So you say it's going to arrive on your doorstep and it doesn't look like what you bought. Tell us, Cameron.
Where do I go from this?
To an ad.
Keep going.
Okay. This is just going to lean into what you guys are getting into me about anyway. I bought a bed online. Mm. All right. Okay. Did you know you could do that?
Oh, I know that they come. I've seen plenty of videos where they come wrapped up in like.
He's like, it's really flat.
That's it. No.
12 hours later. So, it's a bed. It's a mattress.
So the delivery came yesterday. Yeah. Queen size bed, this is.
Okay. Bed queen or mattress?
Size. Well, a mattress and a base.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
four at the same time.
I don't know. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So there's a couple of. Thank you, Locke.
Sorry, I just realised.
So the boxes that contain the base, really obvious. I was going to have to build them. I was annoyed about that. Yeah. Again, I go on my rant about if I buy something, I want it built.
Yeah.
But mattress was turned up and it was literally a, like that by that, I know
a
people
cube.
Can't see, a cube like size box. I'm like, well, that's not a mattress.
There's no way a mattress could fit
there's
in
no
that.
There's no way a mattress could fit
narrow,
in that
narrow, tall box.
Yes, correct. And the panic I felt of like, okay, so I've completely stuffed up everything here.
I bought a cat bed.
Yes. I'm like, have I bought like a little mini bed? Have I done the wrong thing? Have I bought two bases? Everything. Neither of you have done this recently, where you've bought a mattress online or it's been delivered and it's been, what's it called, like vacuum
this
sealed?
This is what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really flat.
It is so flat and tiny and it's all rolled up that I am just certain that I've completely stuffed up. The satisfaction that you get, now don't go back to sexy land here. Do not. I can see your face, Lauren.
I've said nothing.
Oh, your eyebrows said a lot. Or one of them. When you
there's only one.
You cut open the plastic and you let in the air to the
mattress.
Yeah,
and it pumps up, would you suggest?
Well, it doesn't pump up.
It inflates.
It becomes engorged. It's probably the word.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.